Have you ever felt the urge to run from something God was asking you to face? Join me for Awake My Soul this morning as we look at Jonah's story and discover the comforting truth that no matter where we go, God knows exactly where we are, and His grace is always calling us back to Him. When my niece was little, she loved to play hide and seek. Once, we decided that we would play and she wanted to be the one that would hide. So, that's the most fun, right? That's more fun than being the one to count. So, she was convinced that she knew the perfect spot to hide. And I closed my eyes and I heard her little footsteps as she ran to my room. I knew exactly where she was going. She loved my shower in that house. It was a large tiled shower, way too big, but in my defense, it didn't look as big on the plans when we built the house. But she called it a castle because of the way the tile was gray and blue stone, kind of looked marbly. Anyway, in her mind, she was running to a tower in the castle just like a princess would. So I said, "Ready or not, here I come." And she was so convinced that I wouldn't know where to find her. So I snuck around the corner and I could see her sitting on the seat in the shower and she was giggling and I yelled out, "Found you!" And she cried. She said, "How did you know that I was here?" Our hiding spots aren't as hidden as we think they are. Do you remember Jonah? He was a prophet of God and he too thought that he knew the perfect place that he could hide from the Lord. God had called him to share a message with the people of Nineveh, but Jonah, he knew God would save those horrible people, and he didn't want anything to do with it. So what did he do? He ran. He boarded a ship to Tarshish, and he let out this big sigh of relief. He thought this was the perfect place to hide from the Lord. So, of course, since it was the perfect place to hide, he didn't have to worry. He went down into the ship, and he fell asleep. But God knew exactly where Jonah was. And the Lord caused a big storm, and the crew on the boat was fearing for their lives, and they kept asking, "Okay, well, whose God was made angry that they would perish out on the sea?" And when Jonah was asked, he knew. Look at Jonah chapter 1, verses 8 and 10. Then they said to him, "Please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you?" So he said to them, "I'm a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." And then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "Why have you done this?" For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. See, the Lord knew exactly where Jonah was. God is all-knowing. He's before all things. He is the Creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So of course he knew where Jonah was. The Lord also knew his heart and his mind. God had a plan for Jonah, and his plan would be fulfilled. And you might be thinking, "Jonah, you can't run from God." But how often do we run from the Lord? Whether it's conviction that he's placed on our hearts for salvation or to repent of a sin that we've committed, or maybe it's a job that he's given us to do, we let fear and doubt and selfishness get in the way of our obedience. We can't hide from the Lord. Our best efforts are like a silly child playing hide and seek. God knows exactly where we are. He knows our thoughts, our desires, and our fears. So instead of running away from him, let's run to him, lest a mighty wind cause a storm in our sea like it did for Jonah. Hey, there's still more to unpack in these lessons from Jonah. Do you have a few more minutes this morning? I'd love to share some scriptures and some questions to help guide our time with Jesus this morning. So if you haven't messaged me yet to receive these texts, I would love for you to do that. Just text the word AWAKE to the number on your screen, or you can scan the QR code that you see. Hey, thanks for joining me for Awake My Soul. I hope you enjoy your day.